Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and I cannot begin to tell you how blessed I feel and how honored and happy I am anytime I'm doing this show in this 7 p.m. Eastern time on this beautiful station, Home Time Radio. And tonight I choose a great topic because I feel everybody resonates with the idea of commitment, but everybody understands commitment in a different way. And I'm looking from, because I'm a woman, I'm looking from the perspective of the female energy, the women who ask all the time themselves, you know, I kind of have an eye on someone, and that person kind of sends me mixed messages and always has excuses. But then I get frustrated because I don't even understand what is this person's intention about me. And the person is not actually giving me the intention that I deserve. And is it me? So there comes this battle with myself and the self-doubt and my self-esteem is in question. And at the end of the day, you know, we ask ourselves, how do we get somebody to become committed? You know, how can we make somebody to feel the way we feel? How can we help somebody break through the mental and the emotional barriers that come from fear, from all kinds of impediments and influences that have a lot to do with this inability to attach, to commit? So the topic is actually, as I said, getting to make somebody commit. So commitment is such a topic. Commitment isn't what brings two people together. It is what keeps two people together. It's the two living souls that decide to embark on a journey, and they decide to share one life together. And what could be more beautiful? If only commitment would be that easy, as it is as beautiful, as an idea, as a concept. So finding and keeping a committed partner, it's a very, very complex and complicated task. So human beings are complicated, flawed, and unpredictable creatures. But what I can share with you is that in my over 30 years of experience of working with people, counseling people, doing marriage counseling, I've heard every relationship dilemma you can think of, like falling in love with a person who doesn't love you back, falling in love with falling out of love, falling in love with two people in the same time, falling in love with a person of the opposite sex, or falling in love with a person of the opposite when realizing that you're actually gay. So to me, this kind of real stories prove what a challenge love in itself can be. But even if love can be painful and unfair sometimes, commitment is what we all crave. That's what we crave. We want that loyalty. We want the devotion. We long for a person we can rely on a day after day after day. So it's why we seek partnership, and this is why we actually get into a relationship, because that's what we want. We want that loyalty and that devotion. So when we enter a relationship, we bring into it our belief, our concept. We bring everything that our mind has been programmed into. And we hold into these beliefs. And sometimes we don't even ask where we're having these beliefs from. And have you ever stopped thinking about commitment and what does it really mean to you? How do you define actually the concept of commitment? Because everybody has a different way of defining commitment. This is such a broad term. It means something different to everybody else. Some people are dedicated to one woman when they said, I'm committed to one woman. But some men are committed to different women in their minds because they think there's nothing wrong about that. So our unique definition of commitment forms during childhood. It's exactly what we witness growing up, shapes up the foundation of our moral values. So the man who has no problem having different girlfriends in the same time is the fact that that's what he's been witnessing at some point in his youth. It's exactly what I said, the brain is programmed. And whenever you've been programmed, that program kicks in all the time. So it's almost like you've been conditioned to act this way, to believe this way. So no matter your background, and regardless of whether you had a perfect childhood or you struggled in a broken home, we all grew up with views of relationship that are different and sometimes distorted in some ways. So there's so much to talk about this, but there's one thing that we need to understand, that no one can change anyone. And another distorted assumption is that pressure that we can put on somebody to commit can make it happen. On the contrary, I think if you put pressure on your partner to commit, your partner will start resenting you and the relationship will fall apart. Because commitment, in my understanding, comes from free will and free will alone. So no amount of convincing or begging can alter someone's feelings for you. Now, lifelong conditioning of our family, friends, and popular culture have led to unrealistic views of relationship and commitment. So we create scenarios in our mind about how things will go with our partner, but things don't usually work out the way we thought if we apply them in the real world. So then we got disappointed, and we have a heartbreak. So, and we can go on and on and on in talking about how, you know, we handle our feelings and our emotion, because our chemistry and romance will keep us together for a short period of time, when in fact our belief is that it will work forever, and this is where we're wrong. No one has an obligation for us, and no one will provide for us forever. So we have to start, you know, implementing more realistic point of view in order to be able, you know what I mean, to deal with the world we are living in. Come to a real world, in other words. But before I go into in depth about analyzing the barriers to commitment, because there's so many barriers to commitment, and I'll tell you which one I think are the most relevant that we should take into consideration. I'm going to go and take your calls because, you know, this is a calling show. I always take a topic. I start to underline the topic. I start to present the idea. And then I want your input. And then I want the way you perceive the topic. And I want to see your opinion. And I want to see in which way you handle the topic in itself, or in which way it works in your life. So I'm going to go to my first caller, and she's been waiting for quite a while. Hi, Tatiana from California. How are you, my dear?
Hello?
Tatiana? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it does look like I'm having the name wrong. How are you? Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Tatiana, listen to your phone and not the radio.
Oh.
Oh, okay. My name's
not the radio.
My name's Alexis.
Oh, Alexis. Hi, my dear Alexis. How are you?
Right. I'm not in California. I'm on the East Coast.
On the East Coast. Okay. So we got something wrong. That's fine. What is the most important thing is that you, we are on the radio together and we are connected, and I'm here to help. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to help. So if you have something important going on in your life, something that you want to discuss with me, or if you resonate to my topic, feel free to ask me.
Okay, as far as commitment goes, I think that is, you really have to be ready for that. It's a hard thing to be committed. It really is. Because you don't want to get committed and then get separated and get a divorce. I mean, you have to be ready for it. So I was having problems with this one person on the East Coast. She rejected me. I reject her. I had to go back to L.A. for 16 months.
Okay.
And I think she's gotten evil. She does not wish me well, and that's what I want to know, if you can feel that or not, and, or if I should move on.
Well, if you feel like there's negative energy and this person is sending you wrong thoughts and is crucifying you or is judging you or becoming vicious towards you, and those are things that we can feel because we are waves of energy, and if somebody thinks negatively of us, we definitely feel that. And if you feel this person's intention are not positive, the first response will be step away, walk away, put an end to this connection. You don't need negative vibration. Is dangerous. It can affect your own field of energy. Up to a point that it can literally make you feel sick emotionally, even physically sick. So I don't know too many details about this person, but I kind of agree that you're right and this person is toxic for you. And because this person doesn't come with good intention to stay, to help, to empower you, to be there in a loyal way. So why should you continue something that doesn't have anything beautiful about it? So just let it go. Let it go in a nice way, like make peace with the experience in itself. Don't respond to fire with fire. Don't respond to her negative action with the same type of negativity. We used to say, okay, if she's a low life creature and she her action is at the level of herself or at the level of her ego, and she cannot rise above and be spiritual and forgiving and loving and caring no matter what, then you do that for her. And you remove, you know, forgive means to detach. You detach from that person. And you close the door and you wash your hands in a symbolic way from this person, especially if you ever had a chance to touch this person. If we touch people, we need to wash the hands symbolically from them so that that energy doesn't interfere with the biofield of energy. We have an auric field. We don't need any toxicity in the biofield of energy. This is the way that sometimes the body gets sick. So what I feel is like, walk away, forgive, never look back, and someone else will come into your life younger than this person. Longer, straight hair, that's the image of the person that I see coming into your life. Way more evolved, way better in so many respects, and more capable of a real relationship, coming closer to the concept of devotion, solidity, and at the end of the day, commitment. So that's what you need. You need commitment, and you acknowledge it's rare, but you will find it.
Well, to God's ears. I want somebody happy. I wake up happy, and I go to sleep happy.
Why nobody should disturb that. Nobody should. You welcome somebody in your life who responds to your joy, to your happiness in the same way. You want somebody who's
happy in life, Carmen.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely. You want somebody in your life who's a reflection of your happiness. Life is short. We are not here to suffer and struggle and cry every day and be miserable and be suicidal and be struggling. No. You know, we should celebrate. We should make this life beautiful and paradise the way it's actually
right.
meant to be. It's meant to be this way. And if it's not, it's because of the way we perceive it. It's coming from inside out. But I tell you, there's a lot of happy people on earth. Unfortunately, we only talk about the bad. We only talk about the gossip. We only, even in the media and everywhere, we emphasize the dark side of things. We never talk about the beautiful side of us. And I'm glad that I talked to you because I can see the joy in you. And I can see that you reject the negativity and you push away the things that are not healthy. And I applaud
That's
you for that.
Too.
I applaud you for
you
that. So stay away from this person. The moment that person makes a wrong move that is unhealthy, you're not tapping into that energy. So bring in someone else that is way better and way
better.
Closer to your frequency, to your waves of energy that are lighter and brighter and beautiful and joyful. And that's what's going to happen to you. And make that decision and don't change it with anything else for no reason in this world.
That's true. You know, I'm going to let you go, but I just want to say one thing about relationships.
Yes.
You have to bring out the joy in your partner, and they have to bring out your joy. That's a great relationship.
That's so true. Well, a relationship comes from the Latin word relatio, which means to complement, to heal, to empower each other. And that's what two people should do to each other. They
that's
should
right.
be a
that's
reflection of the goodness in them. And then a relationship will flourish and get better and not deteriorate. Because what we see today, relationship, a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, you know, they fall apart miserably and people like walk away from each other, almost like hating each other. It's like the cases that I see in my practice, in my work, of so many years in working with people. It's so sad. When in fact it should be completely the other way around. Relationship is something you build. You build like a castle, like a museum, like something that keep on adding up and making it better and better every day. When in fact people get involved for the wrong reason, they don't understand the concept in the self, they don't understand themselves, and they get involved without knowing this. If you don't know you, how do you expect to know someone else? How do you expect to create togetherness? I'm going to go to a short break, and I'll be back in a minute. And thank you so much, my dear, for calling me. I really appreciate your call.
God bless you.
Okay, you too.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school. but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back. And as I said, I'm counting my blessing to be with you every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on this beautiful station. And we were talking tonight about barriers to commitment, the concept of commitment. And many of my female patients and clients complain all about one thing. They can't seem to get the man they're interested in to commit to them by either because he doesn't call back, seem to send mixed signal, or they simply commit only halfway. So this is causing such frustration and self-doubt. So is it because they're doing something wrong? And I just want you to know that there is no such thing as commitment fault. It's not that the man doesn't want to commit, it's that he can't. This is a deep-seated psychological and emotional barrier that prohibits a person from being in a serious relationship. To get your partner to commit to you must break down his walls. That person has walls. Mental, emotional, physical commitment barriers are almost always rooting in one of the following five elements, and I'm going to give you the five elements. But I would love to underline them, and I have a lot of callers. But I want to tell you, one of the elements, in one of the five elements, is the childhood conditioning. And we spoke about the fact that a lot of our programming in the mind comes from your upbringing, from your youth. But children don't do what you tell them to do. They do what they see their parents are doing. This seems to be the case. Because when the kids see and they witness the parents separating, and when they see that the father's cheating on their mother, you know, that child will grow up with the father figure being adulterous, you know, and this is something that will be implemented in his subconscious mind, and that is something very hard to be deleted. So you always have to consider your parents' childhood, and you always have to think what has been done to you when you were young, what memory have been implemented. So this has a lot to do with your commitment problem. So you always have to go there. So that's one of the barrier. The answer is there, the first barrier. The second barrier are the external influences, because society teaches us that we're supposed to find one person to stick to, you know. And yet society contradicts itself and almost mocks commitment. In everything we see in TV, in shows, when we portray relationship, we portray them like a nightmare. And that's another sad part of the entertainment business. So we have to be very careful about all these external images and people in the outside world that will interfere in the concept of commitment. And people get easily influenced. Another problem that is created here is called the former trauma. Like a wounded person may become reluctant to commitment because that person thinks will get hurt again. Like, okay, you get married and then it ends up to be a terrible marriage and a terrible divorce, and that wound is there. So you're a wounded person, and there's forms of trauma. And how are you going to be able to commit again? How are you going to reevaluate? How are you going to reevaluate your past after what you've been suffering in your prior relationship? So be very careful at your first start, at your first try, at your first day and you decide to get married, think a million times, you know, because a man's reluctance to commit might be coming from a former experience. A woman's reluctance to commit might come from that also. So very important. There's another barrier that is called the psychological complexes. The human mind can produce a multiple of psychological complexes that impact your way of being. Like, for instance, from the narcissistic to insecurities to phobias to losing the sense of self in a relationship. So these are things that you have to pay enough attention so you see them. You know, it's tough to get someone to recognize their own complexes because people are in deep denial and people become deeply ingrained into their own personality, so they have issues in accepting their own problem. In another barrier is the personality types, and I'm writing a book on this one because I've identified several distinctive relationship types. Certain, based on the archetype of individual, the narcissistic individual, the introverted individual, the independent individual. These are, you know, archetypes that you know, I can talk about this for hours, but they have a lot to do with the personality traits of the individual and their ability to commit. But I'm going to go and take your calls, and I'm going to go right now. I think my next caller is Patty from New York. Hi, my dear Patty. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, my love. I'm good. You?
I'm fine. I just want to give you an update on something.
Sure. Please. Please.
Okay. I told you a few times I'm writing a book about a retired baseball player. I believe he's my soulmate.
Right. I remember that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I caught the bouquet at my cousin's daughter's wedding, who fell on Pasquale's birthday,
right,
who I call in my book.
Uh-huh.
And I also talk about his mother, Valentina. 2 weeks ago, it dawned on me that the first time I caught the bouquet was on Valentina's birthday back in 1985. And, like, it came to me all of a sudden. It's like, oh, my, I said to myself, the day before Mother's Day, I said, oh, my God, I caught the bouquet on her birthday. It just,
wow.
And it's like, oh, God, now I got to add this to the book, too. And it seems like, and also, in 1985 is the same calendar year as this year. And we were both, Valentina and I, were both born on Saturday. She was born in 1929.
Right.
Yeah, she was born in February 1929. I was born April 63. And...
Wow.
And so now I have to add that to the book. Now I'm trying to figure out, you know, like, I'm waiting for my
cousin. When you add things like this, make them very relevant.
Yeah.
Make the reader understand the significance of it, you know, in the when you underline it, you know.
Right, yeah.
Underline the significance of the synchronicity.
Right, because I felt I caught the bouquet on her birthday, and then I caught the bouquet on her son's birthday. And when the first time I caught the bouquet, I didn't care about baseball at all.
Right.
I wasn't a baseball fan. 2 years later, I became a almost 2 years later, I became a baseball fan. And that time,
right,
the retired Pasquale was playing baseball. I didn't know who he was until 2 years later.
Okay.
So it's amazing. And very interesting. So my thing is this, well, I'm waiting for I just saw my cousin's daughter just yesterday for Memorial Day. And she said that, and her husband said that they're going to the photographer this weekend to see what pictures they decide for the album, what music they're going to put on the video. And then when that's all completed, then she's going to get everything, the album, the raw footage of the wedding. So, and then
right,
the groom told me that he's going to send me a copy of the video, and he's going to get his nephew to put the bouquet to us on YouTube. Now, my question is that once, because I remember she threw it five times, but then I need to see the video to detail it. Each toss.
Yeah, very important. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's important to detail it. Exactly.
Right.
And it's important, even in the way you do the book and the way you do everything, has to be very well you have to point very well, you know, what you need to express here.
Right.
You have to have a point.
Right. So my question is now is that since now, and also she was 50, Valentina was 56 years old in 1985. That's how old I am right now.
Well, everything in the way you're describing is synchronicity of events.
Oh, yeah.
When events coincide, they coincide. Yeah. To prove that something will happen, that something is important, that something is meant to be.
Right.
When things coincide, there's a divine alignment. The universe is aligning, you know, the things in such a way to show you that you are on the right path.
Right. So my question is now, is this the last thing I should add to my book? Is this finally the last thing?
I think you're coming there. Yeah, I feel like you are coming there.
Right. Is there something else I'm going to be adding to the book, like something is going to happen soon to add to the book? Or
no,
do you think
this is
it?
No, I feel like you're almost there. I feel like at this point you need to work on the structure, working on the structure, and I think you might need help with somebody to help you structure it. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does make sense. I just want to know.
Right.
My question is also, as I said, do you see anything happen in like by the end of the year that I'm going to say, oh, I got to add this to the book. I got to add this to the book, because it's like that's what's been going on for the last 10 years. When something happens, you say, oh my God. This has to add to the book, you know. It's like, is this, that's what I was trying to ask, is that's what I meant. Is that, do you see anything happen in the near future that will say
Absolutely.
To me, oh.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Before it finally, in the next.
Right, like in the next 3 months.
Right. It's something that's going to happen and say, I got to add this to the book. So it's like. That will be the final thing. That's it. That whatever was meant to be in this book has to be in this book. So you think something else is going to happen before I could say that's it, nothing else.
It might be small things here and there, but I think the essence is there. You have it.
Right.
I feel like the meat of the book is there.
Right.
So
just to add the fact that Valentina, that I just realized the day before Mother's Day that Valentina's, that the first time I caught the bouquet was on Valentina's birthday. That has to be added
to
the book, right?
How you start the book, I think it's very interesting. The first 2-3 page, you have to have a catch, you know?
Yes.
I feel it's very relevant for the reader and for the success of this book, the first 3 pages. The way this book has a beginning, you know, that capture people's attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but right now. Just right now. But a question, quick question. Do you think that my cousin's finally going to let me see the video? Do you see me seeing the video soon?
Yeah, I see you do it. Yeah. Yeah, we'll
because
happen.
I don't know when she's gonna get the. I don't know when she's gonna get the video. My brother didn't get the video for a year and a half, so, you know, I don't know when she's gonna get the video.
I don't think that's gonna take that long.
All right. I just want
to
see it quickly.
See the video, but I don't necessarily think the video has to stop the book from happening.
I know. I just want to see, like, what I did, because when you're in the thrones of something. You don't remember everything.
Right.
Exactly. Right. All right. Thank you so much. You answered my question.
Okay, my love. Thank you for calling me, and success and good luck with your book. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, my dear. I'm so glad. So, so talking about commitment and all the golden rules of commitment, because it's time to learn how to deepen the dedication coming from your partner. And I'm going to talk about the four golden rules to commitment. Probably you never thought about the golden rules of commitment, but they're extremely important. And I should say that the number one rule of commitment is the love. The love, of course, because you cannot do anything if there is no love. But before anyone else, as I said, and you know very well, anyone else commit to you, you commit to your own self. A lot of people have problems committing to their own selves. And I was always thinking people who disappoint their self, people who go in committing suicide, are people who don't, are not connected to their self. So the wisdom of healthy relationship is that if you give yourself love, acceptance, and you care about you, then you'll find a partner to give you those things as well. If you can't find joy on your own, if you can't find stability within yourself, it's not going to come from somebody else. If there's no hope within you, no one else will give you necessarily hope. If your soul is broken, no one is going to put it together. Only you can do it. So these are very important ideas and concepts about the rule of commitment. You want commitment, then create the commitment within yourself. So the love you need is already inside you. Another person can only share that love with you. The tolerance you long for, someone else to show to you, you'll have to show it to yourself. So think a little bit. So another person can only mirror it. Such virtues must flow from within you, and they meant to be complemented by a partner, not created by a partner. So you say, well, I want my partner to commit to me, and why is he not committed? Then do the inner work of your own commitment to yourself, and you will be surprised of the difference that that's going to make in your life when it comes to bringing the right person and building that commitment together. Another golden rule of commitment is, and I'm going to go to short break and I will continue, and then I'm going to talk to Leilani and then to Bianca from Texas. So hold on the line, guys. I'll be back in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on my favorite station, Om Time Radio. And we were talking about the golden rules of commitment. There's others, but I'm going to go very briefly to them. At the heart of commitment is shared beliefs, the same beliefs, the definition of commitment has to be matched. So you have to share the same beliefs about commitment, and so the same beliefs about many things. Then evolution and evolving together is another golden rule, because if people don't evolve together and they move apart from each other, then the whole commitment falls apart. Then the forgiveness part, commitment is something that you have to take day by day, because no relationship will ever be perfect. But it's something you build, and the way you're building it is by sticking with each other. And through life problems, you have to learn how to forgive. Because everybody at some point will mess up from time to time, and you have to forgive in order to remain committed to one another. But I'm going to go now to Leilani, because she's been waiting for such a long time. Hi, my beautiful Leilani. How are you, my dear girl?
I'm wonderful. How are you, beautiful?
I love you, beautiful. How's everything? So, how's it going? Yes, I'm listening.
It's going, you know, it's going. I'm still dating this beautiful man, and I know our relationship is karmic. I don't have this deep longing for him to commit to me long term, because I know we're coming together short term.
Yeah, you
for
told
some
me that.
Type of
mm-hmm.
karma.
Yeah. Right.
But it's so fascinating, because I feel we are really falling deeper and deeper in love, and our connection is just so strong and deep. And he's from Morocco. He's Muslim.
Okay.
I actually have Jewish heritage, so it's interesting. Like, I'm Jewish, he's Muslim, and I think Spirit's showing me that there are good men out there. He does.
Of course.
He's an amazing man. Yeah. He's really, really amazing. But I'm having a hard time, because he works all the time. Like, he's really only in the USA to work and save money. He's supporting his mother in Morocco.
Right.
And sometimes I feel my heart hurt, because he works all the time, and I don't feel like I'm a priority, like work is a priority.
I think it's work is that necessity. It's like it's the money that he needs, that he desperately needs.
Yeah.
So he prioritizes survival, which I understand. Like
okay.
In his belief system, love is secondary. Love is not the priority.
Oh.
You understand? So he cannot afford to live on love. He needs to live on money, you know? He needs the money before anything else. It's almost like I can't afford to love. Love is something secondary. It cannot come first. It's a matter of belief, because we've been talking about what we believe we become, and we act on that belief, and that defines our reality. So I absolutely feel like he's been like mentally programmed to work. He's like a robot.
Yeah, he has. His family years ago, because there's no work in Morocco, his family was very, very mean to him. Why aren't you working? You need to work.
Right, right. Yeah.
I just adore him, though. It's very fascinating, our connection. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. If you say, well, I'm not going to be here long term, then try not to attach too much. Because you attach a lot, then it becomes painful. If tomorrow you cut the cord, it's going to be painful. So it's better to be consciously aware it might be something temporary, and you don't want to make it long term. So if it's not long term, you should not attach too much.
Yeah, okay.
But if you're emotional, you will tend to attach.
I think I'm already attached.
Yeah, I can tell from the way you speak about it.
I want to know why did Spirit bring him to my life? What is the karma?
Well, he's the reflection of your beauty, and in a way, you know, you so much need each other, you know? You need him, he needs you.
Why?
You need to express... You express yourself through him. He's expressing himself through you. You're a reflection of each other. So it may be, it very much may be more than you expect out of it. And I do believe he loves you more than you think.
Really?
Yeah, I believe that.
I told you he's 16 years younger. He's 33.
It doesn't mean anything. No. Mm-mm. It doesn't mean, the age difference doesn't mean anything. So don't let that intimidate you. Don't let that affect the relationship.
Okay.
But I do agree that you should not attach because you don't see this long term. So then try to control this. So less attachment.
Okay.
But live in the present. Live in the moment. Celebrate every moment of it and enjoy every. How often do you see him?
Maybe once a week. He was coming tomorrow, and then he said he has to work, so.
Okay, once a week. Okay, once a week is good.
Yeah, and he cooks me dinner, and we, you know, perfect. Make love, and it's
beautiful.
Just amazing.
Beautiful. So celebrate those moments. You need those moments. Yes.
Okay.
You need those moments. And don't put it in the bigger perspective, just carpe diem, seize the moment. That's all you need, you know? That's all you need.
Do you think we're healing something from a past life?
Yeah, definitely this is a past life. And believe it or not, it's a past life somewhere in the Middle East. It's the past life that you had somewhere in another part of the world with this man. And that's why it's very intense and it's very karmic. That's why age doesn't mean anything, religion doesn't mean anything, external influences have nothing to do with this, and this relationship can survive the test of time. Actually, I feel very good about it. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I want you to look at this from this perspective, you know? Yeah.
Okay. I do feel he's going to return to Morocco in November and potentially look for a wife.
Well, let's not think that way for now. Don't put that in his mind and just live in the moment, you know?
Okay.
So let's not think what's going to happen in November or last year or in 3 years from now.
Okay. I am in awe because I've never experienced a man like this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, dear. I love you.
I love you, Leilani. Thank you for calling me. I'm going to go to Bianca in Texas. Hi, my lovely Bianca. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay. You?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm optimistic.
Okay, good. That's the right attitude. Attitude is everything. Any questions about the topic? Anything you want to ask me?
Well, I don't know how this resonates with me, but do you have a message? This is something that I should, be aware of.
Many changes in the next 5 months. Do you plan to change work, residence, I feel like major changes are coming.
Okay, well that sounds good.
Do you plan them? Do you want to do them?
Well, I'm always open to change, and
And I feel like in your case, one change will define the other. It's like a sequence of events, so that one element will determine the next. So whatever you decide. Yeah, so whatever you decide now might lead to the next step forward. Okay, and I don't know where you travel. I feel also traveling during the month of August. I don't know. Do you plan to go somewhere?
Within the country.
Okay, within the country, yeah. And see who you meeting, because you're meeting somebody interesting, a very interesting male figure. That you also might have ties with him from somewhere. So you're meeting somebody, you decide on a major change from now on to the fall end of the year. My understanding is the possibility of a change of a career-wise that leads to a change of a residence, the possibility of an investment, and you're going to hear from somebody who you haven't heard in a long time, like an old relative or an old friend. Somebody you kind of lost connection with.
Okay.
And it might even be something that you don't even think about in the moment. And when that's going to happen, you'll say, why? I kind of heard, I was told about this, but at that point I didn't resonate. So in a W initial, W name, W, somebody, William, Walter, W. W comes very, very strong.
Okay.
And I see a person who's kind of bold, brunette, who also
bold?
Has something to... Bold, yeah, somebody who doesn't okay. have... Almost half bold, not fully, that, but yeah, big
okay.
forehead.
Huh.
Right. I don't know how this person has something to do with you, but definitely. It might be work-related. People come in our life in interesting ways. And
yeah.
we don't even pay attention to the details, but this is a detail about somebody. All I know is that there's a lot of development. So your life takes you places in the next 5-6 months. So it's very interesting. What's ahead of you?
Okay. Well, I like that.
Perfect. And, you know, it's good always to ask because this inspires you. To inspire
yes.
you to act upon, inspire your prediction opens the mind to the possibility.
Right.
It alters the consciousness. It influences the subconscious mind. It makes you think of your life in a different way. It makes you somehow more courageous, more ready, more open to the belief. And to the desire, you know, you have that craving all of a sudden. Yes, I would love to do that. And then you act upon it, then you make it into reality. So a lot of action. I feel like the next half a year, there's more action that it hasn't been in a long time.
Okay, well, I like that. I'm always open to adventure.
And I see you on a boat or on a... ship, on a boat. Are you planning to take a cruise or travel with somebody?
Oh my
God!
You know what? Yes, actually, for next summer, we are planning a cruise for next summer.
Yeah, because I see you on a boat with a lot of people, actually.
Yes, actually, I wasn't too crazy about it because there are a couple of things that I thought would be an obstacle, but well, I like the sound of that. Then it's, if you say so, I'm in.
No, it's happening, and it's actually a wow experience. You're going to love it.
Okay. Well,
you will
I'm
love it.
It's fun. Oh, my
yes.
gosh. That's awesome. That is awesome. I just can't believe you said that because we've been talking about it, and I'm like, okay, but I wasn't, like, permitted.
So if a person like me who has nothing to, doesn't know anything about you, has never seen you, and can picture you on that cruise, you know what I mean? It means the information is there, and it means that is going to happen. And whatever else I said is going to happen, you know?
Yes. Well, I like that because when I was working out today, that one picture came in my mind, my six-pack on a cruise.
Yeah,
like,
because
okay,
it's
like going
to make you feel so free. You know, whenever you're on... in the middle of the water, it's a phenomenal feeling of letting go of a lot of things that you need to release. Like you release everything in the water, you know, the body's water. And release everything and start new. And visualize everything. There's no better vision that comes from the water. When you surround yourself with water, it's something magic, something so powerful, so mystical, so magic that's happening within our minds. So I want you to do the best meditation ever when you be on that cruise. You're going to have one of the most fascinating experiences ever.
Okay. Well, I will take your word for it.
And the people that you're going to meet. And until then, there's a lot of good going on. And I'm here on the radio all the time. So you're invited to call in with all your questions. And I so much appreciate you being part of my show.
Oh, no, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you more. Okay, my beautiful Bianca.
You just
so
made my
call
day.
Anytime. Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
my love. I love you.
Bye.
I love you,
love you too.
Okay, my wonderful friends, I'm coming to the end of the show, and as you know very well, today was all about the golden rules of commitment, the concept of commitment, and thank you so much for listening to my episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. And if you enjoyed tonight, you know you can send me your questions, your comments to Carmen Hara at AOL. You can join me on Carmen Hara on Facebook, Instagram, social media. I'd love to have you as my friend. You can write me if you don't want to be on the show. You feel free to write me at Carmen Hara at AOL and write me your questions, your concerns, and I will always respond. It's such a pleasure, you know, to get to commit to you, to serve you. And I will always be with you the same time, the same place, home time radio at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. I'm Carmen Hara. And again, God bless everybody and thank you for listening.